celebrating the 10th anniversary of the drive this year. We're going to have a big hoopla party coming up on in August. It was August 8th. It was 08-08-08 that we started, which apparently is a good luck day in China, which is why I the first week I just spoke in Chinese. No, but I did eat Chinese last night. Okay, it's Thursday. That means Harry Duke. Thank you. I'm here all week. Tip your waiters. Harry Duke, of course, is with us every Thursday. Hello, my friend.
Good afternoon, sir.
Well, this is a trip because we love Craig Miller. Everyone does. He's had an amazing run here in Sonoma County. He is about to start directing his final play at Sixth Street Playhouse.
No, he's done directing his final play.
I'm about
play.
To be done directing my
he's
final play.
He's about to
play.
Open his final
It opens
play.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is your last one, though.
Yeah. Yeah. My job's over, though, after tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. Just do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fine. The great Craig Miller and Carmen Mitchell is here, and Tracy Hinman from the Sixth Streets Playhouse production, beginning tomorrow, running through July 8th. It's called Illyria.
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 Just like it's spelled.
Well, pray tell, what is this about?
Well, we'll give that to Craig, as my usual tradition, give me the plot in 30 seconds challenge goes out. What can you tell the audience about Illyria?
Well, if the audience knows a little Shakespeare, they probably know a play called Twelfth Night, which is pretty much revered as one of Shakespeare's greatest comedies. And this is a musicalized version of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. So all of the same characters that you find in Shakespeare's play, but the language has been modernized, and just a beautiful, lush, amazing score written by Drama Desk winner Peter Mills, who I got a chance to work with back in 2006. I was the assistant director on the regional premiere of this at the Shakespeare Theater of New Jersey.
Wow.
And I've produced it one other time since then at my theater down in Houston before I came to Santa Rosa.
Shakespeare in Jersey.
Yeah,
something,
right?
Something is off about that.
I knew you were going to go
yeah,
there.
I knew he was... I know. It seems like an oxymoron.
Forget about it.
Hey, to freaking be or not to be, don't ask me. Why don't you just get out of here and buy me a VA?
Okay, for those who aren't familiar with yes. The Twelfth Night, let's give them some sense of the story.
So this is also called one of Shakespeare's pants plays, because it calls for a woman who shows up in a land unknown to her. She is shipwrecked. She and her brother, her twin brother, were on a ship off the coast of Illyria. There is storm whipped up. She and her brother are shipwrecked. In fact, they were split apart from each other in the storm, and she believes him to be dead. And her name is Viola, and she washes up on the shores of Illyria along with all of his clothes, but none of hers. And so, because she's in a strange land, in order to protect herself, she decides to don his clothes and his persona, take his name, and pretend that she is him so that she can get work. Because now she has no one to support her. We have to remember back in Shakespeare's time that women were not allowed in the workforce, but she arrives in Illyria and dresses as her brother and immediately gets enlisted to work for Duke Orsino, who is the ruler of Illyria.
Where is Illyria? Is it
Mesopotamia.
Italy? Oh, Mesopotamia.
Yeah, in that area. It was actually a real place that Shakespeare... It's not called that anymore. It's around in the... Turkey, that area of the Mediterranean
it's
world.
Not outside Pen Grove.
It's between Catania and
yeah,
Pen Grove.
Exactly, exactly.
So, Carmen, you are playing...
Viola.
The shipwrecked girl.
I am she.
And so you get work, and then what happens?
So, I am posing as my brother, Sebastian, and I go by his name, and the Duke, who I work for, I start to fall for. However, he is madly in love with the Countess Olivia, who's the fairest of the land, whose brother has also just died, and sends me to court her on his behalf. And so it is the trickiest love triangle, and it's hard because Viola starts really finding a connection with Olivia. Like, we both lost our brothers, and we... are talking about love, and poor Olivia starts to fall in love with the little boy who might not be a boy. So it's just a really fun, big, tangled mess of fools in love.
Is it R-rated?
Is it R-rated? Yeah.
Not at all.
No, it's a musical. It's a musical. It's a musical.
Who wrote the songs and stuff?
Peter Mills. Peter Mills. Okay. He's a composer out of New York.
Gotcha.
And his wife, Cara Reichel, wrote the book for the show.
And Tracy, you are playing
the Countess Olivia.
And so you have the somewhat confusing relationship with Viola, correct?
Yes, although I'm not confused. I mean, she's this very attractive boy who comes to my estate and starts wooing me on behalf of the Duke, but I like him/her.
So. And does not like the Duke at all.
I don't like the Duke at all. I don't want to have anything to do with him. So here's this young man, saying all these words that she's supposed to say for him, and it makes me fall in love with the boy.
Now, does this
slash girl
all get straightened out by the end of the show?
Well, you'll have to come see.
Yeah.
Carmen, but it is Shakespeare. Musical.
Carmen, you have long hair.
I do.
So
yes.
You put it up under your baseball hat. Did they have baseball hats back in Shakespeare?
They did not.
No, that's another fun trick. Our designer has wigged the Sebastian, so we both have long hair. So it's extra confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we have a manly ponytail.
The only time those two words have been put together at any point.
Hey,
I forgot.
I just cut my hair off, but yeah, I had the manly ponytail for a while.
All right, now Tracy, you have not had a whole lot of experience on stage, correct?
Well, not acting. I am a singer and I'm a costume designer. So last year when Sixth Street was going to be putting on a Sondheim musical, Little Night Music, I told Craig I really, really, really want to be in the chorus. And I had no doubt I could do that chorus work. It's difficult singing. It was right up my alley. And I auditioned for him, and he said, oh, I want you to be the Countess, another Countess. And I told him, no, I can't act. And he basically said, yeah, that's what you're going to do. And Craig is an amazing director, and I have loved working with him. I'm going to be sorry to see him go, although it's a good move for him. But, yeah, he can make even a non-actor become an actor.
We're going to talk after the break with Craig because he is leaving the area after so long. And he's moving to Moscow, Idaho, comrade. I am going to give Craig a little trivia question about Moscow, Idaho.
Oh,
see how much he knows.
I have a few for him too. Actually,
okay,
we had two great minds, Steve. Great
yes,
minds think
exactly.
alike.
Between the two of us, we make one hell of a guy. So that's my motto.
But back to the show. It is a musical.
Yes.
So let's talk about the music. Who have you got music director on this show?
Lucas Sherman, the amazing Lucas Sherman,
yes.
And he's put together just a knockout of an orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's only six pieces. The orchestration on the show is very much chamber-like, so it's a lot of string instruments, and it's just really, it's a gorgeous score, but it's also a lot of fun, too. It's a rollicking good time. Of course, you've got all of the clowns like Festy and Sir Toby Belch and Sir Andrew Agucheek, who are, you know, playing tricks left and right on everybody they can get their hands on.
And drunk a lot of the time.
And drunk
correctly.
A lot of the time. And especially playing the biggest trick of all on Monsieur Malvolio, who is being played by the ever-comedic Larry Williams for us in our production.
So it's a musical comedy.
It is. It's a musical comedy. Yeah. Romantic, too. Romantic.
Yes.
Illyria. Musical comedy.
I got it right.
Good job.
Illyria. It opens tomorrow at 6th Street, runs through July 8th.
If you would like to attend a performance of Illyria, the fine folks at 6th Street / Craig Miller have got a pair of tickets for you. If you would give us a call at 707-636-1350, give us your name, your email address, and your phone number, the box office from 6th Street will be in contact with you to arrange your two seats.
All right. Again, opening tomorrow night, running through July 8th. Carmen Mitchell, Tracy Hinman will be in this play, Illyria at 6th Street. You guys can stick if you want. Maybe you know something about Moscow, Idaho.
Oh, I'm sure I don't.
I know Craig's moving there.
I know.
That's about all Craig knows about it right now.
Oh, we'll find that out in a few minutes.
Well, you told me that you spent like a whole week there and you interviewed and you... So you did some sightseeing, right?
A little sightseeing.
If there are sights, I don't know.
Motel school, motel school, motel school. Where's this play? This play, again, it's set in Illyria, but what are you doing as far as sets and costumes? You said it's set in Shakespearean times,
yes,
correct?
Yes, actually, it's largely influenced 18th century. So tricorn hats, frock coats, that's why the ponytail works very well for our Sebastian. And so, but again, I just, you know, I can't stress enough, you're not going to see a piece of Shakespeare. It's based on Twelfth Night. The script is modern language, and all of the songs are very Sondheim-esque and very poppy at times too. So it's a blast. It's a blast.
You know that feeling you go see West Side Story. You're not really watching Romeo and Juliet, but based on it, I think it's following even more closely
to
the story that Illyria is. There. Yeah,
and the language is a big thing. I mean, making it clear that it's in modern language that you don't have to adjust your ear repeatedly to is that what they meant?
Totally. Any high school student who's studying Shakespeare's Twelfth Night should just come see this musical and then you get the story.
Yeah.
Cliff notes for you, upcoming high school
Shakespeare for dummies. All right. Well, best of luck with the run.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome to stay if you choose.
Again, this is Illyria at 6th Street Playhouse. Opens tomorrow night. Runs through July the 8th. Performances Fridays and Saturdays. Their curtain time is 7:30. It's a little earlier curtain time, but their Sunday matinee is still at 2 o'clock. For all sorts of information, you just need to go to 6thstreetplayhouse.com.
All right. We'll take our break. When we come back, you're going to learn all about Moscow, Idaho.